Bye-bye.
Log Talk Radio.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Come here!
Actual physical contact!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Robert Seidelman, a.k.a. Big McHuge Large, Rip Steak Cheese, and several other names mentioned on Mystery Science Theater 3000. All told, let's be honest, it was less embarrassing than what happened to Tiger Woods today. And speaking of not missing the cut, here are six panelists who have not missed any of the cuts today, starting with a $125,000 winner on Millionaire and Michael Davies' best friend and future ex-husband of Lillian Garcia, Jason Block.
It's just been a good week. Let's just say that. I'm happy.
And then here is the guy who is going to take Mike Goldberg's job in about 20 years, BRM.
Yeah, I think with Tiger, it's just some bad shots, and that tee on 10 was just dismal.
And then from Dayton, Ohio, we have the guy who is more likely to replace Todd Grisham. We have Step by Josh Henniger.
Try again, Mr. Seidelman. Keep screwing that up. Keep screwing it up.
Okay, let's try this again. From Toledo, Ohio, a guy who looks worse than a dress than Jamie Farr, Stat Boy Josh Henniger.
That's better. Donka Shane. Wait, that wasn't right. Suicide, maybe.
You're the one who got swerved, dude. Enjoy the dress. Then in from Lone Star State in Texas, we have James Storm's drinking partner, Typho.
Yeah, I just remembered that I don't think I fed my dog tonight. I hope Angelina Love doesn't file a claim here on me as well.
Peter.
We'll talk about
funny.
That later in the show.
That was awesome.
And then from Columbus, Ohio, we have somebody who will more likely be taking Father James Mitchell's job in the near distant future, Nikki Haymon.
My only requirement is that I need to find a monster, but Abyss won't return my calls.
I don't know why. Have you tried saying that I got Stevie Richards' head on a silver platter?
No, he keeps thinking I'm calling from Stanford.
Oh.
Whoops.
Talk about WWE getting the Conway pop this week. Anyways, thank you for the Conway pop. And finally, his long-lost return from Thibodaux, Louisiana. The guy who will more than likely not be taking Michael Cole's job, Carl Schneer.
Oh, my.
Why?
Vintage Robert Seidelman.
There you go. Yeah,
thank you.
Speaking of vintage, I was going to buy a floor seat behind Cole, but I figured eight throwbacks is too far. I'm going to try and I was going to bring a sign. Rob was going to pay me $10 to bring a sign that says vintage and hold it up over Cole's head.
Just sneak up behind Michael Cole. You'd be the ultimate opportunist.
Yes. Yes. Wow. Speaking of an ultimate opportunist, we had somebody this weekend.
Yes, but let me just set the tone for this week's show. First, since we have a lot to go through, and we want to get everything in the air, so after a predetermined amount of time, we'll hear this. We'll move on to the next topic, okay?
Cool.
Think PTI, except less entertaining.
We're not that bad.
No.
At least we're all better than Dan Le Batard. Bam! Yeah.
Bam.
This is true.
While we're on the subject, the biggest news came out of Thursday when on an ESPN radio show, Bobby Lashley was interviewed to talk about MMA. Unfortunately for us, though, he had a big announcement to make, and it was that he actually signed a contract with TNA. So remember back 3 months ago when we thought his three appearances would amount to a grand total of nothing? They actually might amount to something.
No, nope, I don't buy it. I think that the fact that Lashley is signed is Dixie Carter's basically saying, hey, we can bite off Brock Lesnar too, except we have a less talented wrestler and a less talented MMA fighter. This
and a less you forgot a less talented talker too.
Exactly. So he's not going to say he's going to be on top of his wife anytime soon. I think this is an absolutely boneheaded move by TNA. The real move that they should be doing is that instead of just playing with themselves on Thursday night with 50 and 40 year old old WWE guys, is cultivating their own TNA guys, and then, you know, maybe moving to Monday nights and actually competing with the WWE instead of trying to be WWE white.
No, they're not being WWE white. They're being WCW all over again.
There you go.
And putting them on Monday night, I still think would kill them. I really do.
It probably would.
Even though Raw is the crappiest programming in the wrestling world right now, I don't think it would last that long on Monday night. Just viewership alone.
But Lashley signing means absolutely nothing, doesn't it?
It means absolutely nothing unless they utilize Bobby Lashley. Remember, if you remember back to April when he came in after the Main Event Mafia match?
Right.
And he was just there and there. He might be going with the Mafia, but it might be a big swerve. And he's, you know, when Kurt Angle was giggling, laughing, he was nodding favorably about this. This could be a big swerve because the Mafia had one of TNA's bigger homegrown talents in Joe.
Yeah.
Think about it. The Main Event Mafia could bring in this former world champion, air quotes, in Bobby Lashley.
Right.
Bobby Lashley turns heel on the Mafia, beats them down, and joins the homegrown TNA guys, which is Jarrett, Styles, Daniels, Foley, and Sting, who will probably have a Bound for Glory match in come October.
I still think that this means Zippo. I really believe this. I really think that this just means nothing, because you can put Bobby Lashley against anybody right now, but he isn't a homegrown talent. Vince Russo, Dixie Carter, and Jeff Jarrett don't know what the hell they're doing right now.
I completely agree. This is just posturing, in my opinion.
How so, Viren?
It's not going to put him anywhere, and if they're bringing in Lashley as a former champion, the only thing it's doing is casting doubt on Taz, and even then they took care of that during Impact last night.
All right, now I just want to extend another question, something to extend from Bobby Lashley to over here to this question, if I could speak correctly this time around. What I want to ask is, if this does what you say again, Jason, it amounts to nothing, and he's gone within let's say contract Bound for Glory.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's going to be there to set up a match for Bound for Glory. He might win, and then he might disappear. This still, what would it do for Bobby Lashley's up-and-coming MMA career?
You know what? Until he fights somebody that is A, competent, and B, talented, it's going to mean nothing, to be honest. Because with all due respect, let's try and parallel Brock Lesnar and Bobby Lashley for a second, okay?
All right.
Brock Lesnar got into MMA a couple of years ago.
Right.
2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he's only had five fights. But the five fights he's had been against quality opponents. Which they
George St. Pierre, Frank Mir twice.
No.
Not George St. Pierre, but Randy Couture, Frank Mir twice.
And
Heath Herring.
And Heath Herring. Yeah, and Heath Herring and some Korean dude that he just absolutely nailed. Okay? Bobby Lashley has four tin cans, his four fights. Right? It's not going to mean anything. This is zip. This is zero.
Didn't Bobby Lashley just knock out Bob Sapp?
Does that count?
If they'd gotten Bob Sapp, they might get more of a pop, because all that Bobby Lashley is to the wrestling world anymore is that trivia question to WrestleMania 23.
Do we love Bobby?
No.
No.
Let's ask, do we love Bobby?
Oh, and by the way, this is not knocking Bobby Lashley here. This is knocking the decision of TNA for signing him. I don't, you know, as I said, I think that TNA has made more mistakes than, you know, because here's the deal with TNA. Have we actually had anybody go to TNA? I mean, we've only had one person, now that I think about it, go to TNA and come back, and that's Christian, correct?
Yeah.
Jeff Hardy.
Well.
Jeff Hardy doesn't really count because he got kicked out of TNA. He didn't leave. He didn't leave on his own room. He got kicked out of TNA.
Okay. But Christian is the only person. When you start to see somebody of a major caliber come back to the WWE after working with TNA. Like, for example, Kurt Angle. All right. Then you'll have
I don't know if Kurt Angle will come back, though, just to be honest with you.
All right,
I think he might want to do MMA first, then go back to the WWE. And speaking of MMA, what was the biggest MMA event this past couple of weeks?
When I was with 3,000 of my closest drunken friends at Radio City Music Hall watching UFC 100 on a...
That would be correct, sir. UFC 100. Listen to this. It did buy rates that would make Vince McMahon proud. Here's the average. It was 1.3 to 1.5 million people. Let's be honest. That's almost more people bought the MMA pay-per-view than usually watch ECW or Superstars on a weekly basis.
Yeah, that's about right.
And it was filled with many memorable moments, like George St. Pierre winning.
Excellent fight,
George St. Pierre dominating.
Nine takedowns, beautiful fight, by the way.
Dan Henderson taking out Bisping.
Oh,
with
a
nice flop elbow.
Knock the fuck out.
And then we have the main event, which was hyped from head to toe, Brock Lesnar versus Frank Mir. The fight went as VRM, Nikki, and pretty much almost everybody here predicted two rounds, so here's a point. to be redeemed for a cookie next week.
Yay.
Ooh, cookie!
Cookie!
Back cookie.
Boo.
Well, it's...
We had Brock Lesnar beat Frank Mir.
And child.
Yes. Or like a government mule, to use a wrestling term.
Yes, and then he reverted.
Yeah, he reverted back to the great heel Brock Lesnar from late 2003, early 2004 in WWE. He was just this dick.
Yes, and let me tell you something. I thought it was fucking brilliant. I thought it was great. I thought that Brock knew exactly what he was doing. Dana White only apologized because he had to, not because he wanted to. And let me tell you something. Him healing on Frank Mir, saying he had a horseshoe up his ass and I pulled it out, saying that he was going to to drink a Coors Light, which was brilliant, and then get on top of his wife. This was great stuff. Great stuff. I'm sorry.
And great stuff to the point that even wrestlers were blowing up their Twitter, marking out at Brock's aftermatch promo. Matt Hardy and I believe Hurricane Helms were like, ah, awesome. And because I know Helms said something like, how you like us now? How about that, UFC? You think we're nothing? I mean, even the wrestlers are digging this, and a lot of wrestlers do watch MMA. So to the guys on OO who gave me shit when I was picking on UFC and saying that there is actual crossover between UFC and WWE, fuck you, I'm right, go away.
And Jim Ross has something to say about the OO boards as well.
All right, now here's the question. Is this the first of the final nails in the coffin of Sherdog?
Sherdog? Why?
Of who?
Because of all the little crybabies about... I know there's been all the little crybabies about Brock Lesnar coming into MMA and all the little 12-year-old kids...
But by now, all their heads would have exploded after Saturday.
What, you mean Sherdog.com? You mean the website?
Yeah.
No.
The forums.
Absolutely not. I don't think so. I think Sherdog is great. I think with the Zor... I mean, Brock Lesnar... Paul Heyman had a very excellent column this week about it on Crave Online, on his new site, in the new version of the Heyman Hustle. Basically saying Brock Lesnar is the guy who you're going to pay to see, and you're going to try and see get his ass kicked. From whom? I have no idea. You know?
They don't have it yet. They don't have him yet.
They won't have him until he's out of affliction.
Are you talking about Fyodor?
Yeah. They're not going to get Josh Barnett.
Okay.
What about Wanderlei? What about... One of the Wanderlei to X Silva, or is he not heavyweight?
He's a light heavyweight.
Light heavyweight.
What about after Kimbo Slice wins the Ultimate Fighter? No, I couldn't say that with a straight face.
I hate to go off topic here, but from a wrestling perspective, I don't know if you guys watched any Mid-Atlantic or Memphis wrestling. But I look at Kimbo Slice, he reminds me of a bigger and dopier Pork Chop Cash.
Yeah, exactly. That's fine. But
that just sounds wrong.
But even so, the fact is that he is the multi-million dollar guy right now. And Lesnar doesn't want to be right. I mean, if you saw the look in his ring... In the ring, he was pissed off. He was angry. He was a bad motherfucker in the ring. And that was great because he wanted to kill Frank Mir. And I noticed when I watched the fight, he was fighting a totally different style than he fought the first time. Right?
It was a look of determination. It was a look of, all right, I fought him once. He got me. He ain't going to get me again.
Actually had the control on the ground. He actually tried the control instead of just raining hammer fist down constantly like he did in the first round and then have to reposition himself and then, knee bar. He actually tried.
Well, I mean, but when his face exploded, and I'm talking Frank Mir, and just like in buckets of blood, it was great. Yeah, I mean, it was just great. I think this is huge for MMA. I think this is great.
It is going to be great for TNA, but for MMA as well. And on concurrent with that, I think it will do great things for Spike because you're going to get people excited about the upcoming Ultimate Fighter, which I would want not to take any thunder from GameShowNewsNet.com, who covers. Do you guys cover Ultimate Fighter?
Yes, we do.
We're going to start when the heavyweights come in.
I watch it religiously. I love The Ultimate Fighter. I know Jason, Bjorn, you guys love The Ultimate Fighter.
Absolutely. It's one of the best reality shows on TV.
We will be covering Ultimate Fighter.
Reality shows.
Right.
It actually seems like it actually is real.
Yes. Unlike this crappy new show, There Goes the Neighborhood, is going to be on CBS. Or
anyway,
Big Brother, for that matter. But moving on, speaking of stuff that kind of makes you cringe, what kind of makes me cringe is Family Guy. I don't know. I don't see what people like in that show. To me, it's okay at best. Otherwise, it's just doing what The Simpsons did and doing what South Park did. I say that because on Raw, we had Seth Green as our guest general manager, and I kind of found what he did entertaining. I did find what he did was entertaining, especially the conversations he had with Hornswoggle and The Big Show, and the clip of Robot Chicken where Triple H was getting pounded by some child.
Dakota Fanning.
Dakota Fanning, thank you very much.
What was it, Wonder Pony, the pony that writes poems or something like that?
Yeah.
I think it was Wonder Horse, the horse that wrote poems or something.
Yeah. So speaking of, this is just going to turn to, what do you think of the Raw guest host so far? We're 3 weeks in. Next week we're going to have our first tandem guest general manager, that being ZZ Top minus Frank Beard.
Minus the one without the beard.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what? I think the whole guest host things have been okay. I thought Seth Green was great in his role as the diminutive guy with the Napoleon complex. Because, you know, I mean, I thought his interaction with Triple H and John Cena was fine. They kept his wrestling to a minimum, which is awesome, which is great. And he promoted Robot Chicken, which is what he needed to do, you know. This is what we call close promotion. And he did not alienate the fans, which is what you don't want to do.
Unfortunately, one thing that Vince probably was not happy about was that he kind of skirting a little close to the TV-14 set. Of course, he's watching the skirt over the TV-14 line, but Vince is like, you're too close to TV-14! Too close to TV-14!
When? At the very beginning of the show, there was a rather spirited discussion of the possible existence of Randy Orton's genitalia.
Well, we all know he doesn't have it.
And which set he actually had. I enjoy
it.
Yeah,
it's just called Ted DiBiase and Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, but go on. I'm sorry, Nikki. Go on.
No, that's fine. I'm not a fan of Family Guy either. I refuse to watch it. I am an on and off fan of Robot Chicken. Some nights it's awesome. Some nights I have to change channel. I could kick Seth Green's ass. I think VRM could kick Seth Green's ass. And we were just hoping that he was going to be the substitute sledgehammer in the main event. I really think that overall the guest GM thing is really interesting, because if they can get the word out of who's going to be on, now you start pulling in the crossover fans, just like you do with Trump all the time. Anybody who's a fan of The Apprentice, oh, Trump's making an appearance on Raw? Let's see what's going on. Let's see who he fires there. Now we're going to have our first musical guest. And
we'll get a musical segment, probably.
I just hope they do it in a way that it's actually going to sound like something. WWE does a lot of things well, but to be honest, if you're watching a concert from Raw on TV, the audio is always horrendous.
Because they're not set up for they don't have the acoustics set up for a concert. They have it set up for Raw.
Yeah, and you know, I there's got to be a way around that, or they just need to really, you know, they really need to find a different way to do it, because I know they had some difficulties. I think the night that Fozzy performed, they did like 45 minutes of vignettes before they actually got the band out there to do something. I was at Battle of the Bands live, and it didn't sound bad, but at home, it loses something. It loses a lot. I just don't know what these guys' mic skills are going to be.
I honestly don't know either, and because of the dead sounds we have so far, I'll ask one more question, then we'll go to the next segment. Who would you honestly love to see as guest host of Raw, either celebrity, past wrestler, you name it. Who would you like to see, starting with Jason Block?
Wow. Come back to me, because I don't have anything at the moment right now.
Okay, VRM.
Okay, I'm going to steal the obvious one right now. The new UFC Undisputed World Heavyweight Champion.
Oh, yeah.
Steal my answer.
Well, come
on, steal mine.
All right, I'll give you one.
Jason?
How about Uncle Paul?
Steal another answer.
Still haven't touched mine.
Fat Boy?
Mine will be way out of left field. In fact, I don't think this will ever happen, but it'd be awesome if Bret the Hitman Hart showed up on Raw.
I actually think you might have a shot with that. I think he's back into the full, you know, a little bit. Not a lot, but a little bit. I think they might can convince Bret if the show is in if they do a Raw in Canada near Calgary, Edmonton, maybe farther west in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Check,
I think you could get
Raw.
Bret to do a Raw. However, I think it would have to have one stipulation, the fact that Sean, him don't have any interaction. However, how much you want of it would be a great segment if those two actually did interact.
Yeah, but I don't think so. I mean, you might have a sports star, maybe. I don't know. You could.
Typho.
There's this guy. I think he would probably connect well with wrestling fans. He's this guy out in Hollywood named Dwayne.
Oh.
No, it won't do it.
Yeah, he's too high and mighty for WWE anymore.
Yeah, he gets about $10 to $15 million a picture. So he's good. Nikki, have you got a new one yet besides the two that BRM and Jason Block fiendishly stole from you?
I dare them to throw some money at Rob Van Dam.
Ooh.
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 Rob wouldn't have to wrestle. He could. But he could show up and, you know, what they could say, yeah, you come on the show for one night and you can do whatever, you can do anything within PG reason to Triple H. Then my sister would jump on it.
Brian Kendrick gets a title shot.
Yeah. Carl.
Born. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
I got nothing.
Thank you very much. What about Eric Bischoff?
You know what? That wouldn't be too bad.
Oh.
Yeah,
I think he would probably do it. And that actually, this is a good time to do it with the rise and fall of WCW coming out.
Yep.
Dude.
No, that was just the time, not
and
you.
And the segment.
Yeah. I'm doing that for everything because we are going on to the next topic, which is buy rates. Who doesn't love talking about stuff that makes CFOs drool?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, WrestleMania. We're talking international numbers here, folks. Be preferenced. International numbers. WrestleMania 25, 970,000, which we touched upon earlier.
No, this is including international, right?
Yeah, this is including international buys. Now we get to the two after, which was Judgment Day and Backlash. Backlash did around 190,000 buys, and
ouch.
Judgment Day did around 220,000 buys.
Mm-hmm. Boom!
Yeah.
But however, if you take a look at the numbers from last year, they didn't drop much, like a drop of like 1 to 2 to 3%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, given that, what do you predict the numbers will be for Extreme Rules, The Bash, this up Night of Champions and SummerSlam, which would essentially be the summer quarter.
Well, I'm still thinking that it's going to be around the 200,000 to 250,000 range. You know, none of these cards have had, you know, amazingly huge or matches that, oh my God, you wanted to see. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be around that area.
Yeah. I'm going to agree with Jason until we get to SummerSlam, depending on what the SummerSlam card is. I'm not completely overwhelmed. I haven't been overwhelmed by, because, I mean, all Extreme Rules was basically Judgment Day with stipulations, or am I getting things back? Yeah. And yeah, that's all Extreme Rules was. So, the Bash came off a little weak again, time constraints thing again. They got to figure out how to manage the pay-per-views better.
I'm thinking they're going to, I'm with Jason, 200 to 250,000 up until they get to SummerSlam. Word is coming out that Michaels and Undertaker will be coming back around that time, and I think that's going to pick some curiosities. Plus, WWE wants to make SummerSlam kind of their later year WrestleMania. They're actually hyping a bunch of other stuff. They're actually going to do an access at SummerSlam, something that they've only done at WrestleMania for the last several years.
And actually, I've got a bit of something to add on to that. They also want to raise the price of SummerSlam and change it to a four-hour show, make it their summer version of WrestleMania, exactly.
Interesting. You know what? I think, which would make it something very interesting, because if they actually did that with all the big four pay-per-views, like, you do that, and you make the WrestleMania, the SummerSlam, Survivor, and Royal Rumble a, what is it, a $44.95 show? Would that would
$50 show.
You'd make it a $50 show and give it 4 hours? That might increase buy rates. I don't know. It could.
The only show I don't think you really do that for would be Royal Rumble, because you have to have everybody in the Rumble and can't have the same amount. You can't really have the same amount of mid card stuff as you have on a WrestleMania. So they make the Rumble longer, but that's the only one that really can't do a 4 hour just on logistics sake.
And that would be. And at the latest, I think the longest Rumble was, what, 70, 75 minutes?
And wasn't that the year that it was Michaels and Undertaker, the last two?
No.
I thought about them, because I know they went another 10 minutes when it was just those two left.
Yeah, but you also kind of had a lot of that after 2005. I think Cena Batista went another 7-8 minutes.
And then
I
Vince
think
Vince
came out. Blew both of his knees out. I think the longest was 91, 93. I think 93 where Backlund went over an hour.
91 was over an hour. 92 wasn't as long as 91.
But
93.
Flair went to Broadway. He went an hour.
I think in 91... And didn't several people go, like, 45 to 50 minutes in 91, like Martel and Greg Valentine and somebody
Martel
else?
Martel held the record at 51 minutes.
52,
DiBiase lasted a half hour. I think Earthquake lasted about a half hour.
Yeah, but even so, but okay. But, yeah, SummerSlam, 4 hours, I'm with that.
But Royal Rumble, Survivor Series, no.
No, I am. I say do it. I mean, look, they have to do, well, I mean, you know, they have to do things that would make creative. They have to actually change the whole creative thing, but, you know, that's just, you know, they're not going to do that, so let's extend the time.
Okay, you know they're not going to do that.
No, of course not. I'm dreaming.
Let's face it. Speaking of creative teams, The WrestleCraft Forums have a great creative team. We call it the WrestleCraft Forum Radio Network. We have a plethora of talent. We have myself doing this show. And we have VRM doing WrestleCraft Sports Digest.
Catch us every Wednesday night at 9 where we look at the current world of sports. We're starting our NFL previews this week with the NFC Worst and our weekly Favre Watch.
Now, wait a minute. Are we, like, 2 weeks away from preseason games? Is that right?
3 weeks, I think, for preseason. I think that's the first or second weekend of August is Hall of Fame.
Oh, my God.
Yay.
Don't rush this.
Yay. Finally, something to actually watch.
Then we have Typho or Tuesday Night Typho, which is pretty much the WrestleCraft Forum's version of Tuesday Night Titans.
Yep, every Tuesday night, 10 Central, where we love people like Shannon Moore and, of course, Wrestlicious.
Oh.
Yes, Typho's going to be covering it. We won't, because I don't think it'll air here.
I'm going to be the official home of Wrestlicious.
Yay. Yay for you, Typho.
And once Wrestlicious comes on the air, I will probably stop calling in. No, I won't.
We'll just replace you with Lena Yada.
Oh,
very nice.
Could be worse. Could be Rebecca DiPietro.
Hey, I don't want to kill my numbers here.
Wait a minute. You actually have numbers?
Yeah,
big
by
numbers.
The way, August 9th, Buffalo versus Tennessee.
August 9th, that's the Hall of Fame game?
That's the Hall of Fame game.
So what is it? 3 weeks from this weekend, we have to start looking at the preseason. Good grief.
Yeah, and next week I have my fantasy football draft. God, I'm going to get murdered.
And yeah, so when does Madden at 10 come out?
The 11th, I think. August 11th.
I'll be waiting in line for Wilbon 10.
Yeah, anyway, so what's next, my friend?
Let's see here. We'll plug the other WrestleCraft Forum Radio Network shows a little bit later on. But let's talk about a new TNA X Division. Let's talk about new champions in TNA. So to shake things up, we have new champions. As we talked about last week, Tara is rising as she took out Angelina Love for the Knockouts title.
You can call her Spider Woman.
Yay.
Oh!
Whoa! Come on, is Tara Rising is any better? Although comparing Victoria to the Evil Dot, let me get back to you on that.
By the way, when I hear Spider Woman or Spider Lady, I always play the buzz because that always reminds me back to the 1985 screw job between Fabulous Moolah and Wendy Richter.
Okay, go on.
And just recently this past week, as we saw last week, Homicide got his briefcase back. And this week, after Sabin, Shelley, Lethal, and Consequences Creed, can I ever get that guy's name right?
Nope.
Nope.
Just call him Austin Creed or whatever.
All right, I'll call him Creed. Lethal and Creed beat down Suicide. And then we hear Homicide comes out, chases him off, and there is a referee in the ring, Mark Slick Johnson. Homicide's like, okay, here, take this, ring the bell.
As the crowd is chanting, cash it in!
Cash
it
in!
It in.
Cash
it
in.
In!
DNA! DNA! And Homicide's your new X Division champion after a great gringo killer.
It was awesome.
The only thing missing was Michael Cole running out to yell, not this way!
Oh, please. No, but you know what? This is great because Suicide will give Homicide a rematch eventually.
Suicide
yeah.
versus Homicide, I'm scared already.
Sabu needs to be there.
Because then,
that would be a great stable. Suicide, homicide, genocide.
I'm there. I'll watch. If
you should bark, I would bark.
The three faces of death. Yes, there you go.
Not only would I mark, but I would watch TNA faithfully afterwards.
For no reason, put LaParca in the group.
You mean it has to be L.A. Park?
I don't care what you call them. Just put them on TV.
But you know what, though? That was great. You know what? It was a crappy way to do it, but you know what? It was good stuff. Good stuff.
Alrighty. Let's see what else here. Hold on. I'm getting a note. Thank you for the note. And we'll buzz early. Since not many people here watched that episode of Impact.
No, I watched it. I thought it was pretty good.
I watched it.
Yeah, I watched it too.
I had to work.
Yeah, you had to work. You had a legitimate excuse.
That's another
legitimate excuse.
And actually, an even bigger excuse, because we had a nice little after party. I am gonna say this. PT Wrestling celebrated their first worker getting a call up.
Ooh.
Now, for those of you who watch closely all of the WWE shows this week, you notice there was a black ref in the ring. Not my boy, but this is a guy from FCW, and apparently because of the Michael Hayes Diversity Initiative.
Whoops.
a very dear friend of mine, a excellent talent from the Heartland Wrestling Association, received his WWE contract and is moving to Tampa by the end of August.
That is cool. I mean, you know, the Michael Hayes Affirmative Action Program, but hey, right?
Exactly. It's that opportunity. Just the right place, the right time, the right words, the right.
You guys ready to go?
Yep.
Because we got about 9 matches to get through.
I thought it was 11.
9.
Okay.
I have the card here. It is
whatsoever.
9.
It is what?
It's 9.
9 what?
Matches. 9 matches, and we're going to go 10 points.
Yeah, okay.
You know what? Never mind. 9 matches, 9 points each. There's enough matches here where we have some diversity.
Okay.
I'm back.
Welcome back, Nikki.
Okay.
Sorry about the audio there.
That's okay.
It's all right.
Just brief note of word. Typho is the champion.
Got the belt on right now.
And no pants, right?
Of course not. I'm in Legacy now.
I would love for, speaking on that, I would love for somebody to bring a sign and show it to Cody Rhodes. It's dangerous to go alone. Take this. And right underneath that is a pair of pants.
Take yourself.
Take that sign. Okay, I'm gonna sit in the corner and giggle for a little bit. Keep going.
Yes.
I expect you to, VRM, I will pay you $10 to make that sign.
You already paid me $10 to make the vintage sign.
I'll double it if you bring that sign as well.
Deal! If I go, because I haven't even decided if I'm going in or not.
If he doesn't go, I'll see what I can do.
Okay. But you're not getting paid.
Let's do this.
All right, first off, Blueprint Matt Morgan versus Daniels. Who wins, Jason?
Morgan has to continue his role in the Mafia. Morgan wins.
VRM.
You know, Mafia's going to get half their matches, so I'm going to give this one to Mafia.
Josh.
I am picking Matt Morgan.
Hey, Phil.
Matt Morgan.
Nikki. If you could stop giggling.
This is serious business. Yeah.
Thank you, Chris Perico.
I love Daniels to death, but Morgan's taking this one.
Carl?
Matt Morgan.
Thank you. Welcome to the show. Sorry. Abyss versus Dr. Stevie Richards.
Thank you.
Oh, crap. Matt Morgan, duh.
Okay.
I'm not stupid. Abyss versus Dr. Stevie. Who wins? Who wins, Carl?
Gotta be Abyss.
Nikki?
Dr. Stevie.
Hey, Phil.
Abyss.
That boy.
Abyss.
VRM.
I'm thinking there's going to be a taser involved. Stevie.
Jason.
Dr. Stevie.
He'll show you! You'll see! Abyss.
Oh, God.
Now, I got my finger on the point button just to let you guys know where I'm heading for this one. Charmella versus Jenna Maraska.
Oh.
Jason?
Half point, please.
DRM.
Point.
That boy.
I'm actually going to pick a winner, Charmelle.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Okay.
Hey, I'd rather have a 4 point than a half point.
Typho.
Half.
Nikki.
Charmelle.
Ooh.
Hey.
Hey, no point.
That's what I want. I'm sorry.
Okay. And Carl.
Let me hear the ding. Thank you.
You're welcome. And for me, let's see here. Where's that sound? Where is that sound? Here it is.
You're picking
a half point.
Oh, okay.
And feeding New the
Japan
ladies to the dragon.
Yeah. I gotta feed Sparky when I get back on Sunday. He's really hungry.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're gonna be getting a call from Peter.
No. Guess what? He feeds on PETA people and Peter people. Rumors say if I could feed him Ingrid Newkirk, he'd be fed for a long time.
Let's go.
Team 3D. Yeah. Team 3D versus the British Invasion. I think the New Japan Tag titles are on the line.
Yes.
IWGP, I believe. Is that New Japan?
Yes, they are.
Yep.
Okay.
Carl.
Go with 3D.
Nikki.
3D.
Typho.
3D.
That boy.
3D.
VRM.
Two more to a sweep.
Jason.
Get the booing sound. I'm picking the British Invasion for the upset.
I'm taking the Brits too. So, no booing. We only booed the Charmel. Shut up. No booing on this one. TNA Knockout Women's Championships, Tara versus Angelina Love. And I hope Angelina wrestles in that beekeeper suit. Easy. Jason?
Angelina Love gets her heat back and the Knockouts belt as well.
VRM?
I agree there. Angelina needs that to keep her, to keep the heat.
Let's see here. Fat Boy?
Angelina Love gets back the belt via shenanigans from the rest of the beautiful people.
Typo.
Angelina Love.
Nikki.
I really want to break the trend. I really, really want to break the trend.
Are you?
I'll take a chance. Tara retains because she's going to drop the spider on Angelina and the rest of them won't come close.
And Carl. Tara, dude. Tara. Tara is the correct answer. I mean, they're not going to hot shot it to Tara. Have them hot shot it back to Angelina.
It's Russo.
Yeah, but he's been pretty good.
Unexpected.
Well, he's been pretty good with the Knockouts as of late.
The belt is a prop, Mr. Russo, right? Doofus. Anyway.
Yeah, speaking of doofuses. Scott Steiner, huh?
Yes.
And Booker T. Booker versus beer.
Money.
Carl.
Why the hell these two are still wrestling is beyond me.
Because they can't get jobs anywhere else?
Yep.
Beer money to retain.
Nikki?
The Mafia steals the belts.
Typo.
And you can boo me, I don't care.
I'm not booing.
I'm going with beer money.
That boy?
Beer money.
BRM.
They're taking half the matches, but not this one, Beer Money.
Jason.
Beer Money is the best thing, best tag team in TNA today. They're winning big time.
Oh, God, I'm torn. Let's see here. Easily, Mafia can win with shenanigans. Beer Money hasn't had a clean win over them yet. Oh, God.
Momentum.
I think they're due. Beer Money gets the win. Now we have Kevin Nash versus AJ Styles for the Legends Championship. In one word or less, Jason?
Nash.
VRM.
Quad.
Nash. I say that to remind myself when I write the stuff down. Fat Boy.
Oz.
Nash. That's a low blow. Typo.
Nash.
Nikki.
Wolfpack.
That's one word. And Carl.
Nash.
I'm going Styles.
What?
That's three words.
I'm the host.
Three more words.
Go to hell.
Damn you, Seidelman. Damn you.
Damn you to hell. Yeah.
Forever Seidel.
Oh, that was brilliant. That was brilliant.
Mojo versus the Icon Sting. And where Smojo's mystery advisor will be revealed, and of course we all know it is
the Taz.
No, it's Braden Walker. No, I'm sorry.
Nice.
You get this,
well,
Jason.
If you mention him, he's going to get out of the room again.
No, yes, it is Taz, but go on.
It is Taz. Who wins, Jason?
Mr. Taz without the Z is going to distract Sting since Samoa Joe chokes Mr. Stinger out. Samoa Joe wins.
VRM.
Joe wins by Taz mission.
That boy.
Kata Hajime.
Hey, Phil.
Joe. Yeah.
I don't know how y'all know it's Taz. That video was too subtle. Good stuff. But I'm going with Joe.
Nikki.
FPW. I mean Joe.
Carl.
Went away from the sweep.
Joe.
The sweep.
The sweep. So we all get to hear this sound. Crap, I haven't loaded it up yet.
What
so,
was it?
Yeah. Bo.
No.
Where is it? Here it is.
This is getting really confusing.
Welcome.
That's actually the Vince Russo gimmick match sound, but it's the best that I could do.
Wow. Again, you're welcome.
Yeah.
I would like to have for the four donuts sound next.
Which donut sound do you want? I got two.
The Mucha Lucha one.
I'll have to find that one. One of them is Team Rocket, and the other one I don't even know what it's from.
Okay. So we have mixed world title match. What the hell is that?
I don't know.
Mick Foley versus Kurt Angle.
Screw your moves!
Yes.
Let's get this out of the way. Carl, who do you got?
Angle.
Nikki.
Angle.
Typho.
Kurt.
Fat boy.
Broken freaking neck.
Good one. VRM.
I'm going to go back to an Edge and Angle promo on this one. P.S. I have no testicles.
Jason.
Angle wins, and the reason why Styles loses is to set up their match, Angle Styles, one more time for the belt.
It's a sweep, Kurt Angle. So those are your pick-ems. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo!
Now let's get to some serious plugging.
Yes, let us plug away and be the hoes that we are. Yes.
That sounded pretty dirty, Jason.
Sorry, it's a media hoe thing because it's the truth.
I thought you guys were doing pimping all around the world this time around.
Yeah, but here's the deal: big show next week. Huge show next week. Show number 100.
That is correct. We're gonna have the big discussion between the differences between what you see in WWE TNA, where we have an independent wrestling. We'll have a big room 101. We'll have pick-ems for Night of Champions, how apropos that our 100th show, which means we are champions. We're going to be doing pick-ems for Night of Champions. We'll have the recaps for Victory Road. We will have what has been done in a long time, and I know all of you miss it, which is room 101. And we get the epic battle between me and Jason Block to see who knows more than the other person for $25.
And also we have the news of the week, and we see what happens. You know, we could have something big happen. Never know. News of the week, too. 2 hours, right?
Yeah, 2 hours, starting at 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. And with all that said, just a quick reminder that the rest of the WrestleCrab Farm Radio Network to serve all of your other needs. If you want a strictly baseball podcast, go to the Bulkcast, hosted by a good friend Andy Duke. And then we have Shooting the Breeze with Andrew Hirsch and Tony. By the way, CM Punk's classic soundbite, Are you a woman? Is apropos there. And with that said, we're done. So for Jason Block.
Thank you.
DRM.
Listen to the sports I just on Wednesday.
Fat Boy.
Good night, y'all.
Hi, Phil.
Get Wrestlelicious a TV deal.
Nikki.
Dustin Reyes and Aaron Williams are confirmed for next week.
Yes! And Carl Schneer.
Yo.
I am Robert Solomon saying good night and big balls.
There you go. Good night.
Watch Wipeout!
Say good night, Sid.
Yep.
Good night.
Oh, and by the way, guys, new opening starting next week.
Yay!
Come by my good, come by mine and Carl's good buddy Jim Williams.
Yes, all time.
Good night.
Good night, guys.
Good night, all.
Hey.